Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Happy Tuesday, Cleveland. Cavs, Pacers, game two, minutes away from tipping off. We have jersey numbers across the board for the Browns roster and a whole lot more to get into throughout today's show. Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime from 7 to 11. We got Michael Bohm running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020 Zune Work Behind the Glass, Michael Markoch. Today is a nerve-filled game. Maybe not even so much for the Cavs, but I'm sure there as well. But for the fans across the board, right? It is practically worst-case scenario that you could have imagined, but almost to some degree expected. And that's no Darius Garland, no Evan Mobley, no DeAndre Hunter tonight. All three guys inactive for the game. You're going to be in a battle. It is going to be a war. I mean, we've talked about this Pacers team. We all watched game one with Mobley and with Hunter in the lineup. Now you're missing those two guys, and you're going to need the production to come from somewhere. I imagine it's going to be a tough night for Donovan Mitchell. Probably going to see a little extra coverage coming his way when he has the ball in his hands. Other guys are going to have to step up. You have to see it from other people. Like, say, Merrill has to be good. Max Strus has to be good. You're probably going to need something from Isaac Okoro, not just on the defensive end of the ball, but also the offensive end of the ball. I think it's almost a mix of what we're looking at, where it's going to probably be tonight partially a Donovan Mitchell takeover, and then combo that a little bit with you got to have your role players show up too. Like, your role players have to play well. Donovan Mitchell has to be on his A game. He has to be playing at his absolute best, or the Cavs are going to find themselves down 0-2 in this series. I think we have a very interesting scenario laid out in front of us, too, where we're going through and looking at this thing, where you're going to run into just a completely different look Cavs team from game one, not just because of the roster or the injury report coming out and ruling out the additional two guys in Mobley and Hunter, but also I just expected adjustments to be made. And I don't think that you get a repeat of what happened in game one. Like, if I'm doing a confidence level test, I'm probably somewhere along a 6. Like, the Cavs can win tonight. I'm not ruling it out. And I'll hark back on the game that they played towards the end of the regular season against the Pacers, in which the Pacers were actually going for a playoff spot and having to play their heart outs, knowing that they didn't control their own fate but had to continue to win if they wanted to have a shot. And the Cavs didn't play anybody in the core four aside from one half of Jared Allen. And it was a 2-point game that the Pacers had to win in the fourth quarter, coming down in the final minute or two. I'll definitely be harping on that. If you look at that game and draw it up tonight, yes, different atmosphere, different type of scenario you have to roll through, but You're definitely going to have to see something of that like to be able to actually come out of tonight's game with a win over the Pacers. The other big difference is, no matter what, I just don't see a world in which the Pacers shoot 60% from the field and almost, 53% from beyond the arc. I don't think if you gave them the exact same shot repertoire from last game for the following six, if it were go to length, they would shoot 53% from three on the shots that they took. Again, bad defense in game one, wasn't great, but it's still not going to come out and look like that. That's not going to be, I think, the recipe of how they're going to beat you every single night. They shoot the ball well. They shoot it very well. Them and the Cavs, the top 2 3-point shooting teams left in the playoffs, they're just not coming out and hitting fadeaways with Andrew Nembhard. Not happening. Not from 5 feet beyond the three-point line. But it's going to be a battle game. And the Cavs aren't going to go out and, I think, put out the poor shooting performance they put out in game one either. Again, it's going to be a battle tonight. Should be a good one. You know, we'll be reacting to it once it's all said and done. Probably somewhere coming up, I would say around 9:40 would be an estimated time. As soon as the game's over, you're going to want to make sure you're still tuned in to Overtime with Jake Falnick. We're going to talk plenty of Cavs following game two. As soon as it's all said and wrapped up. Crossing our fingers for a win, hoping for the best. But the Cavs are not the only team in town getting a little bit of run tonight. And a little bit of action just throughout the day in the news category. Because the Browns making an interesting decision today. And I don't even know. There's a lot of different ways to draw this up as we go between. Yes, you're going to look at a number change for a rookie, I think, in the very basic sense, in Shedeur Sanders not going to be wearing number 2, but instead wearing number 12, because, oh, that number goes over to DeAndre Carter. And when I say that, and you scratch your head and go, who is DeAndre Carter? Yeah, welcome to the club. A guy's sub 600 yards in his best season of his career, basically a return specialist, hoping that you get any use out of him as a wide receiver. And he gets to wear the number 2. And not Shedeur Sanders. To me, it's just, you can look at this and draw the old sort of adage of, well, I mean, guys, we're looking at veterans getting numbers over rookies. That's just kind of always how it plays out. None of these other guys were really trying to wear, I don't want to say a controversial number, but a number that anybody else is trying to take. You can look in the quarterback room with your other rookie in Dylan Gabriel and go, well, he's not wearing his number from college, right? He's Dylan Gabriel, in case you were wondering, wearing number 5 with the Browns compared to 8 while he was at Oregon. But I do think there's obviously something additional here with Shedeur Sanders because it's just different. When you're a college player coming out and there's relatively low expectations on you, and you're a guy who's not massive in the media, the way that I would say is very much true for Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, if you go from 8 to 5, I sort of chalked it up to, okay, the vets get to pick their numbers first, and you certainly weren't stealing anybody's number if they wanted to wear it. But the other side of that, too, Shedeur is the media personality. Shador's entire branding is around S2. Shedeur in that number. Everybody knows that's sort of what he wears. And the personality is so big, I'm not saying that you just have to go out and hand it to him, but that it clearly means something more than, oh, this is just the number I've worn for my entire life. And if you've ever played a sport that had a number attached to it, I think we all know that numbers do absolutely mean something. Like, I grew up, and I was never skinny in size, but playing baseball, I was always number 2. It's just the number I wore, right? It didn't make any sense. Didn't fit the size that I was. Didn't fit the position I was because I played first. I pitched. I, you know, at times caught. Usually don't see those guys wearing number 2, but it was the number that I wore, and it meant something to me. There were a couple of years in baseball where I was not able to wear the number 2, either, you know, it just jersey wasn't available, or when I played travel, you know, maybe somebody got to it before me. And it was like, okay, I could pivot. I usually wore 22. But it was different. It was a number I was used to having on my back. And it's not that it affected my play or changed anything else, the same way that it shouldn't affect the way that it Shador plays. But it is just sort of how you brand yourself, how you feel about yourself wearing the number that you've always worn. And it just means something a little extra. And for Shador, he doesn't come out and say anything about it, but you see the people in his camp coming out and being like, we expected this to happen, but at the same time, Shador should be wearing number two. They know that's his number. I think if you're the Browns, why not? Right? Like, there's no reason to go in and create this sort of internal turmoil. And sure, is Shador going to completely blow up on the Browns and lose his mind because he's not wearing two? I don't think so. I don't think anything like that's going to happen. But if you're the Browns, again, what do you have to lose? You're handing the number to DeAndre Carter. I think that if you're looking at it with Shador Sanders, you're like, okay, that's a guy that we're saying everybody has an equal chance to come out and win a quarterback battle and actually, you know, come out week one and be the starting quarterback. That's the news and what the word is that they're spreading to you. Then the quarterback's the most important position on the field, and you clearly have to have some level of belief. It doesn't have to be he's our number one guy, but you have some level of belief in Shador Sanders. And at that point, again, it's just why not? Why make Shador mad? Why do anything to rub him the wrong way other than just hand him a number that's not being taken by any kind of vet? Like the Mason Graham one completely makes sense. He wanted to wear 55. Hey, guys, that's Ethan Posick's number. Ethan Posick's been our center for the last 3 years. You're not exactly just getting to take Ethan's number off his back because you were the number the five overall pick. But while there's nobody else wearing the number, that's where it just doesn't make sense to me. Again, you're only going to frustrate the guy playing on your team and create a dynamic. Now, do the Browns think they're adding a chip onto his shoulder by doing this, saying, hey, you got to go out there and maybe earn the number two? You don't just get to walk into the building and have it, but maybe you have to play for a year and then you can get it. Again, it's possible, but why take that risk? Right, especially with a younger player in the generation that is, I just think that it's different. If you go and ask a player for the 80s and you go, okay, you got to earn number two, I think that's relatively well received. Like, yeah, I got to earn my spot. In the active generation, and obviously it's not a one size fits all here, but generally in a different generation like this, you're looking at it more, guys are just not that same mentality. It's like, okay, you're going to disrespect me by not being able to hand me my number and giving it to a player that's clearly of a lesser stature than I am, even coming in as the pick that I did. You tell me it doesn't matter that I was a fifth-round pick, but I have to go out and it matters what I do from here on out. Why don't we play this the same way? If the number's available, veterans get the first pick. That's great. How about the veteran that you signed this year who's on the same stature as I am? And I would say my college accolades probably put me above him to begin with. It just feels like an unnecessary internal fight to me that never had to happen. Right? And if Shador's camp saying it, there's a good chance Shador also to some level feels that same way. If they don't like that he's not wearing number two, I would say there's probably some thought in Shador's mind, too, that he would rather be wearing that number. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns have given Shador the number two to wear on his back as well? We'll talk about this thing. Maybe just a really intentional move by the Browns. You can also get to me on X @VulnickJake. VulnickJake, so we can do our social media reactions. powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up for you guys tonight, including coming up here in 45 minutes at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk to Dan Lobby at Cleveland.com, get more insight on the decision of Shedeur wearing number 12 and what's going on around the Browns following the draft, the roster moves they made, and everything else. The Station Buzz comes your way at 7:40. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Michael Markoch later on for Change Your Mind as well. And, of course, react to the Cavs once they're all said and done here in Game 2. But right now, I'm asking you guys at 216-474-0092, should the Browns have given Shedeur the number 2 jersey? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With you guys here until 11 on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime on The Fan. Asking you at 216-474-0092, should the Browns have given Shedeur the number 2 jersey? And again, to me, it's why not? I mean, we're basically hogging it for DeAndre Carter. And there's a chance, by the way, that we get into this season and Shador's still wearing number 2 on his back. Like, it's 12 for now. You got to go through cuts to get to the regular season. You got to get cut down to 75. A lot of different things can happen. I think DeAndre Carter definitely makes the 75. I don't think that's a question. But does he make the 53? Maybe a little bit more up in the air. When you're sitting there deciding between your wide receivers and it's coming down to, do I want DeAndre Carter? Do I want, I don't know, David Bell? Well, you drafted one, didn't draft the other. There's always a chance. But for right now, they're big.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Basically telling Shedeur, you don't get to walk in and pick your own number. That's not the way that this works. Everybody else gets their number, and then the rookies get their number. And you're the last rookie selected, so pretty good shot that you had the last selection of a number. Now, let's not act like 12 is a pushover number. It's a quarterback number. Like, it's one that's very fitting. Obviously, Tom Brady wore it. Well, I think a lot of other NFL greats wearing 12. It's just a popular quarterback number across the board. I was going to throw out Terry Bradshaw. I'm pretty sure Terry Bradshaw wore 12, but maybe not the name that Browns fans want to hear. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's all right. Got to let that one go. That was a long time ago. Like, a good quarterbacks in the NFL have worn the number. I don't think that that's the individual problem. It's like, you didn't take him in Teddy Bridgewater him when the Lions went and signed him, which I think he I actually think he picked it on his own, but like he wore like 53. That's weird. That doesn't look right. That feels very unnatural. It's not like you shoved him onto a lineman number. You went out and put him on a great quarterback number, but the difference is, again, you know it's going to be a media circus, and this is where, for me, the Browns just sort of miss it. We all understand the attention and all of the posts and everything else that come out of having Shador, and that the national media is going to track it, and they're going to look at these things. If you just give him number two, you bring down some of that spotlight, right? You're able to sort of quiet the noise, dim the bright lights, and go to work a little bit more in silence than if you would have actually given him, you know, a different number and told him, no, you can't have two. To me, that's the massive overstep and just a complete blind eye turned by the Browns. You have all of the ease in the world to make things as quiet as possible, so I don't ever want to hear at any point that they didn't like the noise that Shador was bringing, because you're now putting that noise on yourself. You're now giving people reasons to talk about the Browns, talk about Shador Sanders, and I'm sure that'll be a continuing narrative here as the season goes on. It's going to continue to be a talk where Shador is on the depth chart, why he isn't playing, whether or not he's as talented, right? Everybody's going to be looking at it because his last name's Sanders. We all signed up for this. The minute that you drafted him, every Browns fan, unfortunately, had their name already written down is, I support this team and I'm going to have to roll with whoever they put on the roster. So we're all already in for the ride. But yeah, I can't have everybody complaining, well, Shador makes it all about himself. Shador brings all the attention. This is not Shador bringing the attention. Shador was quiet during this. Shador doesn't say anything. Everybody else is the one stirring the pot and banging the drum and making this a bigger deal than it is. But the Browns brought that on themselves. They're the ones who decided to do it. And part of me wonders if this is like, intentional is the wrong word because it's obviously intentional, but almost targeted. If this is something that they looked at Shador Sanders and went, well, because you are who you are, and because we feel like maybe you need to be humbled, you need to be woken up as to what culture and life in the NFL needs to look like, this is going to be number one of a series of wake-up calls that we're going to have to introduce you to. But at that point, if you feel like the player needs to be humbled and you feel like in any way you need to slight him in order to prove a message, then I think the question is entirely fair as to why did you draft him in the first place? If you need to send a message and actually go out and say, Shador, this is not how things work. This is you don't get to just waltz in and wear number two. Again, then why draft him? If that's your feeling on the player, even if you thought he was uber talented, if you felt like he was too cocky coming into the league and you couldn't just go out there and trust him to start to become the quarterback that you want him to be, then why? It does just feel targeted to me. Again, I don't know, and everybody's going to rely on the fact that this is probably happening to all the rookies. Again, they all just don't get to pick their number. And nobody else has that same thing to them. As we talked about last segment, Shador has an entire branding around the number that he wears. So it's still a big deal to these other players, but it's not as big of a deal as it is to Shador. And that's sort of where I draw my questions. That's where I don't fully understand why you go and do it. I just think this thing gets entirely and just unbelievably easier if you just go through and make the easy decision and keep everybody happy. Keep everybody excited and, you know, heads down going to the season and focusing on the work that they need to do. And that's all it is. If anything, this draws more questions as to how bought in Kevin Stefanski was on the pick to begin with. Right, because as far as we know, Kevin Stefanski has sort of the last say on numbers, who gets to wear them, if you're able to take a guy's number, things like that. And you can try to sell me on Andrew Berry, and he fully believed in the pick. I think that's absolutely a possibility and something you can throw out there. But I just, again, if Kevin Stefanski is the one making the ultimate call on the numbers, there's a decision to be made there. Okay, both DeAndre Carter and Shedeur Sanders want the number. Who am I giving that to? Am I giving it to the rookie that I just drafted that people are grading as a first and second round talent that I have that the entire city is excited for? Or am I giving it to the wide receiver that 95% of my fan base has never heard of? Again, it can be policy. It can be something you hold on to. It can't just be, well, that's just the way we're going to do things. It's a conscious decision. You have to be able to live with the backlash that comes along with it. Now, some of you chiming in on X here, or you can do our social media reactions, again, powered by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, like Stan, who says, very simply, number two is taken by a player we brought in as a free agent. Well, yeah, but it was DeAndre Carter. There was a decision. Both of those numbers were announced almost the exact same time. I think you could have gone either way. Or our good friend Alfonso chime in. Yes, give Shedeur Sanders number two. It's his number. Who is DeAndre Carter anyway? And again, that's my entire point. Like, I can look at the name DeAndre Carter and go, oh, yeah, it sounds familiar. You know, pretty sure he put up his 500-yard season, 500-something-yard season. His best in his career, when I look back earlier, the Chargers, that was very fuzzily remembered. And I want to say that he played for the Commanders at some point. Like, if I'm having to guess where this guy is, I don't think that it's just a very simple seniority rule. And nor should it be. You know DeAndre Carter's not going to be a massive contributor on this team. Meanwhile, your quarterback can be. I think that at some point it comes down to logic and looking yourself in the mirror and saying, how do we make this work in the most flawless, simple, seamless way possible? And to me, that's handing Shedeur the number that he's worn through his college career and built everything off of. If you guys want to chime in, 216-474-0092, just like Jack's in the rain. What's going on, Jack?
What's going on, Jake? Thanks for taking my call. My first instinct to your topic here is, haven't we learned anything from catering to someone just to cater to them? I mean, if there are rules in place and the Browns have followed their rules with everybody, then wouldn't the argument maybe then become, if we've given him his number, then why are we catering to him? Why are we treating him any different? Why does he get the special treatment? The flip side of the coin would become the story. So I just think if they have a set of rules and they follow the set of rules for everybody, there's no problem. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, and Jack, I appreciate you making it. I just think, again, if it was somebody's number who was here, right? Like, if Jerry Jeudy decided he wanted to wear the number two tomorrow or had been wearing it the entire time he was playing here, okay, well, I mean, Jerry Jeudy's played for 1 year, but he put up a 1,000-yard season. He's proven himself as a Cleveland Brown. Jerry Jeudy gets the number. It's no questions asked. DeAndre Carter is coming in at the same status, same level. I mean, status might even be lower, but at the same level, same time as Shedeur. So the only rule you would be adhering to is that veterans get their first pick of the number. It feels like a very minuscule rule to break for basically blocking out a whole lot of backlash. I don't see a ton of people, by the way, that I think would have reacted crazy if they would have been like, Shedeur got the number two and DeAndre Carter didn't. Like, how many of you would be calling up and saying that special treatment for Shedeur Sanders and absolutely ridiculous? You'd be like, I don't even know who DeAndre Carter is. Sure, give him the number. What's the difference? Does it make? And DeAndre Carter, if he had worn two his whole life and he was a veteran, okay. DeAndre Carter has never worn two in his career. Has never worn the number, not once. So it was just a random pick by him. He was like, oh, it'd be probably pretty cool to wear two here. Or maybe, you know, there's possibility of a deeper meaning, but I imagine if you don't wear it once in your life, there's probably not a ton more to it. Again, it's just, there's levels to the argument that's being built. Again, you bring in a vet who's worn the number for a long time, it can be their number. I'm not going to make a stink about it. It's really who you're taking the number from and for who. And it's not even me saying, well, DeAndre Carter doesn't deserve it because he's lesser of a player. It's me saying that you've never worn the number before. And if I want to avoid all the negative attention that's going to come to me and the possible storylines and spins that everybody's possibly writing about it, which if I'm the Browns right now, knowing the season that's most likely ahead of me, not probably going to be a good one, I'm just looking to avoid all of that in its entirety. And the simple way to do that is just hand Shador the number. At the end of the day, it doesn't change who he is as a quarterback, doesn't change what it's going to look like on the field. I just think this is one of those small moments that we look at the Browns and think to ourselves, you might have dropped the ball on this one and just failed to read the room. It's a very simple process that a lot of teams make, and it is a franchise that, while we all love it, is not deep-seated in winning culture and winning history. Like, if the Patriots made this move, like I heard, I think Albert Breer was on earlier saying basically, like, it was him or Mike Sando on Afternoon Drive, saying that, like, I'm pretty sure Belichick made all the rookies wear 50 up until we got to the season. And again, okay, that team has won how many Super Bowls? They get the luxury of doing that. You can make the exception one time. I don't think it's going to hurt you. And it's not going to be for something that's like, oh, you ripped it off the back of your star player to make one guy happy. You're catering a very small amount to a player to make him happy, and I think keep a lot of the media off your back while nothing else in the NFL is happening. You're just giving them the spotlight to paint you in a negative way, which creates anything but the focus on football heading into the season. 216-474-0092. Do you believe the move to take Shador Sanders off the number two and not give it to him was intentionally made by the Browns? Coming up here in 5 minutes, we'll get to the station buzz. And at 8 o'clock, Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com. I'm going to join us to talk some Browns as well. We'll be back here with the station buzz in 5 minutes on overtime with Jake Volnick on the Fan. More to come ahead. But still, some more things to get to here before we get to Dan, because I want to get to, I guess, previously on today's station. We get the most prescient things said by them all day long. Let's do it here with the station buzz.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's kick things off and start out here with Albert Breer. He was on Afternoon Drive, as he is every Tuesday at 5:20 of the MMQB. And he answered the question from Nick and JP whether or not Shador is being set up to fail in Cleveland.
I think this is a great opportunity. Like, honestly, like, I don't have any reason not to like Shador. Like, I really think this is a great opportunity for him to prove everybody wrong and for him to kind of, like, take this the right way and use it as motivation. And he's going to have to earn it the hard way. And this is the first time he hasn't been coached by his dad, right? Like, and when he came to Jackson State, when he came to Colorado, I mean, he was more or less like annoying as a starter when he went there. So, like, now, like, he's got to fight, not for the starting job. He's going to have to fight for practice reps right now and fight for more opportunities and create more opportunities for him to prove himself when he gets to training camp, compete for a spot on the roster, and then compete to move up in the roster. And, you know, who knows? Maybe that brings out the best.
Yeah, I don't think that in any way you're looking to set Shador up to fail. I think Albert's completely in the right here. Hey, guys, it's probably more so in a way that you're actually setting up Shador to succeed. If a lot of these teams looked at him and go, well, you're not ready to start games in the NFL right now, then tossing him into a situation where he probably lacks some wide receiver depth and talent at wide receiver, he's going in with rookie running backs alongside of him. He has a rookie tight end alongside David Njoku. The offensive line last year was patchwork. There's a lot of things that don't bode well for the quarterback position. Giving Shador some time to sit on the bench, learn, and really have to work for what he wants. I've heard nothing to say otherwise about Shador, that he's not a hard worker, that he doesn't go in and try to battle every single day. But when your dad's your coach, yeah, in some way you're going to be handed the job as talented as you were. Right? Like, I'm not saying that Shador wasn't capable of being a D1 quarterback by any means, but it's not like Deion was going out there and recruiting quarterbacks that were going to compete with his son. You were going to get guys who were good enough to be his backup, but not legitimate competition. You were going out and trying to get the 5-star quarterback within the last 2 or 3 years to try to replace Shador. You wouldn't do that. That's not the way the Sanders family operates, so there was no chance of that happening. This is the first opportunity that Shador really has to go out there and have to prove it. Where your name doesn't get you a majority of where you've gotten, and then you've, again, gone through and played well, but it's in an earn it situation. I would still like him to have to wear the number 2. I think that's something, but in terms of being set up to fail, I don't think in the slightest Shador's being set up to fail. I think you find him in a good situation where if he doesn't play early on, I really only see it as a benefit, not much of a detriment. Let everybody else work out the kinks the first few weeks, and then go see what Shador has when you actually have things a little bit more just settled from an offensive standpoint. You have the offensive line down the way you want it. Everybody's back in, comfortable with the scheme. Everything you could ask for. Work out the kinks, then Shador's there. I think he's in the perfect scenario to be a successful NFL quarterback taking the route that he needs. All right, let's keep things moving. Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com on with Baskin and Phelps today. And she talked about the Browns wide receiver room and how it could probably use some additions.
At this moment in time, I would be trying to add one or two receivers. I do think that they leave themselves sometimes a little bit short in that area, or maybe they overestimate the ability of a player here or there. And some of it is the lack of continuity at the quarterback position that hasn't helped some guys. So I think there's a lot that goes into it, but I still do think they could use one or two more receivers.
Yeah, and to me, like Mary Kay says, one to two more receivers. I think one to two more receivers is across the room. I think you probably need to go out and find another guy that can actually be a real contributor. Not a DeAndre Carter, but somebody who can actually put up numbers. Whether that's as a wide receiver three, and you're asking him to go out there and put up, you know, 600 yards or 500 yards and feel comfortable doing it, or you actually go get another big name. Because right now, my faith basically stops at Jerry Jeudy. And I have hope for Cedric Tillman, but beyond that, not much. Deontay Johnson, not doing a ton for me. Not going to lie. That's a coin flip, hope he makes the roster type of move. But the wide receiver position right now, if you're going to say, is Shador set up to fail, probably one of the key positions you look at of, well, you're not exactly giving him a ton of help. Really, guys, he shouldn't need it. The beautiful thing about this is even if you don't go out and get another stud at wide receiver or, you know, anything even close to it, you're still probably going to be happy with the room that you end up with. Because I just think that if you're looking at it right now, the way that Kevin Stefanski runs his offense and runs his scheme, you don't really need a ton of guys to go in there and spread the ball out. They're not running four wide receiver sets. They're at times running three, but a lot of the times throwing two wide receivers out there and playing multiple tight ends. If you get enough out of Cedric Tillman and he's actually the guy that you hope and think that he is, then you probably don't need a whole lot more. All right, Mike Sando of The Athletic on with Afternoon Drive as well today. And he talks about the Browns timeline and sort of how they're just setting it for themselves and not following anybody else's expectations.
What's interesting about Cleveland is they seem to be on their own timeline. So no one is like talking about this season from the outside, like of what the head coach and GM have to do to keep their jobs. Cause it sort of feels like they may just stay the course anyway. Right. Doesn't it feel that way? This, we haven't seen the urgency or felt the urgency. They're taking a long time to move on from the Deshaun Watson contract. And they feel like they've pretty much got the right guys.
Yeah. I think this is what we've been talking about all year long, but it's also nice to hear it come from national reports too. Not just local media. Like, nobody is talking about this because I think what's been said and what everybody has gathered through any kind of conversation is, well, Jimmy Haslam has some faith in this team. Jimmy Haslam thinks that he's got the right guys in place in order to do what they need to do. And we're just going to continue to roll with that. The Browns should, by the way, be on their own timeline. You set your window. You set what needs to happen. Everybody else can figure it out by themselves. The Browns don't need to operate in emergency mode. They have to get something built relatively quickly. Your timeline can't be 6 years. But if everybody thinks, Kevin Stefanski could be on the way out, they really got to compete this year. If you still feel like Kevin Stefanski's a good coach and you feel like Andrew Berry's a good GM, no, you really don't. You can feel like you can go all in and put all your eggs in one basket when you've built the roster to do so. And I like that the Browns take that approach. If you feel like you got the right guys, it's a good learn from Jimmy Haslam compared to maybe what he would have done in the past of let's not rush things. Let's just sort of keep them right where they are. All right, on to basketball. Cavs currently in action, obviously, but earlier on today, Jared Greenberg of NBA on TNT talking a little bit of Cavs and their entire process to getting where they are, maybe not taking their traditional route when he was on with Ken and Anthony this morning.
Let's remember, it felt like the Cavs kind of skipped some steps on their way to be the best record in the NBA, of course, becoming the best team in the Eastern Conference. Like, it's easy to go from average to good than it is to go from good to great. And the great part happens in the playoffs. And the Cavs took everybody by storm this year, and everybody's like, oh, look, they finished with a better record than Boston. They should just automatically be in the NBA Finals. Like, it doesn't happen that way, and you're still dealing with a relatively very young team with a first-year head coach. Things in the NBA generally happen at a certain pace, and there are steps to this.
See, this is the part that I don't fully understand is, and I agree with Jared's point on a lot of things here that he's talking about in the general for the NBA team. Or yeah, there is a sort of a regular pace that teams go where you traditionally climb up, continue to get better until you gather the experience, then go out and win a championship. I feel like the Cavs have kind of acquired that experience, though. And in some way, almost a new age version of experience with the play-in games, where you're getting postseason reps, but not in the traditional way in the playoffs where you're playing full series, because they've gone through, played a couple of play-in games, and then had to be put in a different spot where now we're in playoff series. Lost in the first round. Lost in the semifinals. Sure, did you skip the gradual step of getting to a conference finals? Yeah, but I don't think that's a necessary step to getting to be the team that you are. I think you just sort of go ahead and do it. And the addition of Kenny Atkinson, I think, is the one thing that's overstepped there. The Cavs didn't magically get better with talent. They got better with the way they're actually using their talent. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Station Buzz. When we come on back here at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com. Ask him about the number for Shador and everything that goes along with rookie minicamp, the Browns roster building finally getting together as they wrap up offseason and look to have a roster somewhat in place. We'll get to it all with Dan. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys right here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.